96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know that theme, Monday Night Football, and tonight one of the biggest NFL rivals in the history of the game, Washington and Dallas in Smash Mouth Football. But why is this rivalry so big? Gosh, I sound like I should be at the game, don't I? Why are so many Washingtonians Dallas Cowboys fans? Well, my guests are going to help us out with this. Donald Ware is the host of From the Press Box to Press Row on HUR Voices Sirius XM. DJ Mello T is a fan of the Burgundy and Gold. And Dr. Sharon Oddy, yes, Dr. That's right. Sharon, she's been on the show many times. Well, Dr. Sharon is a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Fanatic.
Yes, that's right. Well, we've got a little trash talking to do tonight. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Skins or the boys, who are you cheering for? And really, here's the big question that I have for everyone tonight, particularly for Washingtonians. Mm-hmm. What is it about the Dallas Cowboys that would make homegrown Washingtonians root for them? Lines are open. I want to talk about it. Thank you all for coming, and I know you all would prefer to be at the game, so I appreciate you taking some time with us. Donald, first, let me ask you, why is this rivalry so big?
It is huge. Thank you for having me, Harold. It's
absolutely.
Because it goes, yes, sir, it goes back so many years. You're talking about conference rivals. You're talking about some of the great games. You know, you can think back to 82 in the playoffs when the Skins beat the Cowboys. You can, you know, even more recently when the Redskins really needed that win in 2012, RG3's first year. They got there. I mean, they crushed mm-hmm. the Cowboys. So it's just been just so many That's great right. games, two big markets, just a big time. Maybe you mentioned the NFL. I think maybe the greatest rivalry in all the sports.
Yeah, somebody could definitely say that it is one of the big rivalries in sports. But mm-hmm. let me start with ladies first. Okay, Dr. Sharon.
Yes.
You are not a Washingtonian native.
Well, I've been here for 20 years.
That's not the same because you're only 25.
No, I'm only. That's right.
That's right. You're only 25.
Put it out there.
I'm going to put it out there. You're from North Carolina.
But I'm an American, and the Cowboys are America's team. That's who we are. We are
whatever.
America's team.
I don't understand.
We even had
that.
Your players say today, well, we're playing America's team.
Whatever.
That's it. It's undisputed we're America's team. And I noticed how the other person only talked about when the other people won. But, you know, the Cowboys have won some games, too.
Maybe one or two, but certainly
yeah.
not this
Actually,
season.
Not this year. It's equal. I'm loyal, true
yeah.
blue.
Okay, but why aren't you a
Carolina loner tonight, Doc?
Why aren't you a Carolina Panthers fan, right?
Because I'm a cowgirl, born and bred.
Okay, I don't understand it. Okay, so DJ Mello T,
yes,
you're
sir.
Native Washingtonian?
That's true.
Born and bred.
Southeast D.C.
There you go. Okay, you have always been a Skins fan?
From the day I came out of mama.
There you go. Why is it? Is this like it is with my family? I'm third generation Burgundy and Gold.
Well, that's simple. My mom was a big Redskin fan. She was all her life until her passing. Mm-hmm. And she took me actually to my first game when I was a little boy.
Really?
Which happens to be a playoff game against guess who?
Who?
Her dreaded Cowboys.
Oh, wow. You're trying to tug at my heart. I'm still going
to
go
she
hard
She took me
you.
To my first Skins game in 72. I was a little boy, and we beat the Cowboys for the championship. at RFK, and I guess what? Still got the ticket
stuff.
You
all can't remember are you ever losing to the Cowboys.
Oh, no. We don't fathom those kind of thoughts.
But yeah. I am a physician, and I do believe in progression and evolution.
Is that what that
and
is?
And so I do believe that you, as a Skins fan, can evolve. And so I believe that while you may have in the 70s been a Skins fan, that you can evolve. And I'm trying to preach that to the Skins. Mm-hmm. You can evolve to a higher level. Go for top shelf. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys are top shelf.
Wow. I don't think that's a sermon that a lot of folks want to listen to.
I know I got some amens out there.
Next
okay,
caller.
Let me go to the phone
next
line.
Caller.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Dixon calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold.
Hey.
One thing I got to say, man, we're going to have some spicy pork skins tonight. And,
really?
We're going to peel some wigs back.
Really?
So, we're going to save you some of that pork skins there when you get down here.
Okay, so here's my question, Dixon.
Yeah,
bro. Now, are you a native?
I'm a Washingtonian.
Okay, so why are you a Cowboys fan if you were born here? Tell me the truth.
Tell us.
Well, I was a truck driver in 84, man, and I went to Dallas, man. I had my most fun right there in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Texas, man. I became a Dallas Cowboy, man, ever since then, man, because I just owned the Redskins, man, after they did my man, the quarterback that took him to the Super Bowl, Doug Williams.
Oh, I'm probably talking about Doug.
Doug Williams.
Yeah, the way how they did them, man, they did the guys bad, man.
Okay.
Just owned Washington since then, man.
Okay, well, Dixon, that's honest. I understand it, but you know, I was here when the Skins won the Super Bowl. Doug Williams, you know, first African American quarterback to lead the team to glory. So hey,
yesterday.
I mean, that's one of the things that. You know, history will not allow us to forget. Let me go to Jerome. Jerome, calling from Maryland. Jerome, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Why? Why?
See what I'm talking about.
Dr. Sharon, you teaching him something. Because number one, why I like the Dallas Cowboys? You can't even find Jesus Christ without the Cowboys. Didn't you know that?
Really?
So
we
have in the Bible. That's in the Bible. You do read the Bible, right?
So we do have another.
When you read your Bible, ask yourself a question. How did the wise men find Jesus?
So we do have another.
They followed the star.
So we do have another confused fan on the phone.
They followed the star.
There is a lot
that's
of confusion.
That's the word right there.
You want to hit this hang up button now?
Yeah, I think I definitely
that's
do.
The word.
Okay, so let me go back to Donald,
button,
because Donald, here's my question for you. All jokes aside, you know, Washington is 5-6. They sit atop the NFC East. You know, my news director said today, if my daughter came home with grades like Washington has right now, she would get a beatdown, particularly if she is at the top of her class with grades like that. What is going on in the NFC East?
Yeah, it's one of those deals, and everybody calls it the NFC least, and it's been down. I mean, it's been down. But, you know, the thing about it, I mean, you know, you have a situation where, as you mentioned, you have Philly and the Giants that are both 5-7 right now. So this is like a must-win game. It's just one of those deals. Ebbs and flows happen. I mean, if you look at the Carolina Panthers, and by the way, you mentioned, and I know the doctor's from Carolina. I'm living in Carolina now, but I'm from Washington. And, of course, cheer for the Skins.
Thank you, sir.
It's one of those things. You look at the Panthers last year. They were, what, 7-8-1? Made the playoffs, won a first-round game. It's just the ebbs and flows of the National
exactly.
Football.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at NFC East champions last year.
You keep talking about last
with
year.
With 5 Super Bowl rings. I'm just saying.
Let's just talk about the here and the now.
She's having identity crises.
I'm just saying.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I believe this is Valinda calling from Capitol Heights. Valinda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you doing?
I don't know yet. It depends on what you have to say.
Well, hail to the Redskins.
Okay. We're doing good then.
I'm born and raised Washingtonian. I live in Maryland, the DMV. Always will be a Redskins fan, even though my husband is a cowgirl, okay? But I am a Redskins fan. And I believe that people were raised up in it. Like, I was raised up as a Washingtonian for my family, and he was a cowgirl raised up from his family.
I love it.
But I also believe growing up, I used to play with, when we were younger, you know, I was playing with my brother, and we used to play with the cowboys and the Indian, and he was the cowboy, and I was the Indian. Mm-hmm. So my baby brother is a cowboy. Well, guess what? I'm an Indian. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Redskin fan for life, but, and that's just how it is.
But how does this, how long have you been married, Valinda?
I've recently been married again for 4 years.
4 years. What effect does this rivalry have on your relationship? Might your husband be on the sofa tonight after the game?
No effect, because you know what? Neither one of us get Redskin or cowgirl money. So we do not
go ahead, I'm with you on that.
Twisted, okay?
Protect the money now.
We love the team, but we don't get paid for supporting either one of these teams. So we don't get that twisted. Everything in my house was Redskin. When my husband moved in, I put a little cowgirl to make them feel a little welcome.
When
you walk in my door,
don't see
Redskins everywhere.
Yeah, well, Valinda, thank you so much. Looking forward to that cheerleading outfit.
Thank
you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. LT calling from Maryland. Uh-oh. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you, man.
Tell me.
I'm a very religious person, and I'm a Cowboy fan. And, you know, for the last 2 years, I thought a lot of people had died until this year. And now I believe in the resurrection, because there's a lot of Redskin fans that came out of the grave.
They've been hiding. They've been preaching.
And, I mean, it's obvious.
Oh, man. Obvious. You can't be saying this.
They've been hiding with a pitiful season, still.
I'm not mad at you.
Resurrection.
I thought I looked in the obituaries. I couldn't find you.
Oh, my gracious.
And all of a sudden, I see you.
Did he say resurrection?
I told you this is America's team.
Weeks ago, we couldn't even hear Pete from a Cowgirl fan weeks ago? Did you say resurrection?
True blue.
Okay, well, LT, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, so, Donald, here's my question for you. What do the Cowboys need to do to pull out a win tonight? Because certainly, what are they, 3-what right now?
3-forever.
Right, 3-forever.
Right.
I mean, is this just pride for the Cowboys tonight?
No.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pride. Look at last year. What, the Skins win, what, 4 games? One of the wins was against the Cowboys.
We're talking about 2015.
It is about pride. You can go, let's go back to 89, and I'm going to keep it real, but when you go back to 89, the only win the Cowboys had that 1 year was against the Redskins. Listen, when you're talking about a rivalry game, which this is, and the Skins are not playing well. I mean, let's be honest. The Skins are not playing very well right now. We don't know if it's the team that played the Saints or the team that played the Panthers or the team that played the Giants.
Well, Donald, hold on, because I've got to take a break. And before I take a break, let's put that social media out there for those who want to find out what Dr. Sharon may have to say later. What's your website, Dr. Sharon?
Dr. Sharon, Dr. Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
One more time again,
Dr.
please.
Sharon, Dr. Sharon, online.com.
All right. And DJ.
Yes, sir.
Where can folks find you?
Website, DJ Mello T, and Facebook, Mello T-E-E, and Twitter, of course, DJ Mello T all day long.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Natasha, Dawn, Elaine. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program, Trash Talking About Dallas and Washington. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.